Welcome to the Misfits audio presentation of Splinter Soldier and the Dwarf Matches. No splinters were encountered in the making of this drama, although there were a few close calls with a rather ancient armoire.
There once was a soldier who was wounded in battle.
Owie!
It was only a splinter.
Well, sure, it broke the skin, and it could get infected.
Could, but probably not. But due to massive overregulation, the soldier was sent home to recover from his so-called injury.
You're not a very sympathetic narrator.
True, but I do have a story to tell. Can we move on?
By all means.
The wounded soldier made his way as far as he could, but his hobbling prevented him from reaching home.
Seriously, it was a nasty splinter. Can we get a new narrator, please?
Soldier stopped at a small farmhouse near the edge of a modest well.
Never mind. Bring back the old narrator. This guy makes me sleepy.
How rude.
Can we get on with this, please?
I wish you would. I'm waiting to say my lines.
The splinter-ridden soldier knocked on the door of the farmhouse.
I've been waiting. Hello? What can I do for you?
Well, the sun is going down, and I can't go any farther.
Splinter?
Yeah.
Those hurt.
Finally, someone who understands.
Well, of course I understand. Now, I've got a special room ready for you.
That's just keen.
But as you know, there is no such thing as a free lunch. Just free audio dramas.
So you're going to make a wounded soldier work?
It's just a splinter.
No one understands.
I just need you to spade the garden.
Well, I could possibly do that, as long as I used my right foot.
Good, good. Now, get some sleep.
It sure got dark quick.
That happens at night.
Even in the dark, the voice is annoying.
If you're finished with your vocal critiques.
I am. Move on.
The next morning.
I'm awake.
That's good news. You have a garden to clean up. I made you some breakfast. Half a bagel and a few raisins.
Sounds disgusting.
You'll eat it and you'll like it, mister.
With that, the soldier went to work. In fact, he worked all day long and into the evening.
All done.
And not a moment too soon. It's getting dark. You'll want to be on your way.
Oh, I thought I could spend the night. I'm not sure I could take another step.
Well, you could stay the night as long as you chop enough wood to last me a month tomorrow.
Well, anything is better than walking tonight, you know, with the splinter and all.
Oh, sure, sure. Splinter, right.
So the soldier stayed a second night. But morning came early.
Breakfast is ready. I hope you like gruel and pepperoni sticks. I made them extra cheesy.
Make it a double pepperoni stick, and the gruel is all yours.
You're doing a great job.
Thanks. How much more do you need?
Let's just say you've got a start. I'll let you know when you're done.
That doesn't sound encouraging.
So the soldier chopped wood all morning. And all afternoon. And by the time the old woman said,
"That's probably enough,"
the soldier realized he would have to stay another night.
So, what do I need to do tomorrow?
Don't get nippy with me, mister. All you need to do is go down to the storm cellar and fetch a box of special matches.
That's all?
And you can leave in the morning.
What are we waiting for?
The soldier made his way down the cellar stairs, past the cobwebs, spiders, and crickets.
At least there aren't any snakes.
And snakes. Oh, you big baby. It's just a garter snake.
That does not sound like a garter snake.
They're on the second shelf on the right.
Found them.
Hand them up to me.
Okay. Wait a minute. How do I know you won't lock me down here when you have your special matches?
You don't. So why don't you just spend the night with the snake?
Hello? 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 I need to see what's going on. Let me use one of these matches.
Yeah, what do you need?
Who are you?
My name is Logan. I am a wish-granting dwarf.
And you live in the cellar?
No, I live in a nice four-bedroom cave with a wife and three kids. I just happen to be the wish-granting dwarf. So you strike a match, and I'm no longer watching Dancing with an Elf.
Sorry.
Yeah, whatever. What do you want?
I can wish for anything?
There are a few rules. I'll let you know if you cross a line.
Okay. Well, first, I'd like to get out of the cellar. It really works.
What? You thought I was lying? What else?
Remove my splinter. Oh, that feels great.
Anything else?
Yeah, I want that old woman placed in an old folks' home so she won't bother travelers like me again.
What happened to my garden and firewood?
This is the part of the story where our match-wielding soldier uses his new wishing gift to bring romance into his life.
You're cute.
Only to have the dwarf say,
"You can't let her see me. It will be very bad."
Who's that?
Oh, she saw me. This isn't good.
Sure, I saw him, but this is a dream, right? I mean, I always thought I'd wind up with someone handsome, not some middle-aged soldier who has an evil dwarf for a sidekick.
Well, I think an apology is in order.
Okay, sorry I'm so evil.
Actually, I thought the girl should apologize to you.
Turns out she's a better judge of character than you are.
What do we do now?
You could always make another wish.
Oh, right. I wish for a snack cake.
No, I mean you need to get out of this mess, so make a wish to make that happen.
Okay. I want everybody to forget they saw the dwarf, and I want to be able to know what the girl likes so perhaps I could win her heart.
Gray area, but okay. If I hurry, I can get home to watch the news.
The soldier was able to win the heart of the girl, and they live modestly in a farmhouse recently vacated by an aging woman.
It's just not fair. I'm stingy one time and I lose my house.
As the weeks passed on, the happy couple went to visit the old woman.
Be nine. Be nine. Anyone have be nine?
Bingo!
The magic matches lasted the soldier for the rest of his life.
It was the only way I could manage renovations to the old place.
Sure wish I had magic matches.
Me too.
I have to use my bare hands. Oh, look. A splinter.
All in all, everyone learned to tolerate each other, because in the end, that may be the best shot at happiness anyway. You've been listening to Fabled Distortions, Splinter Soldier and the Dwarf Matches. We'd like to thank the Fabled Distortion players, Tom Chalker as Dwarf and Neighbor 2, Delvin Kinzer as Soldier and Neighbor 3, Ryan Haskell as Narrator, Katie Daynard as Old Woman, Glenn Haskell as Opening Announcer and Assorted Voices, and guest Alyssa Haskell as Girl. Fable Distortion, Splinter Soldier, and the Dwarf Matches was written, produced, and mixed by Glenn Haskell. Executive producer, Captain John Tatterzak. Theme music by Kevin McLeod of Incompetech.com. Webmaster, April Sadowski. Script editor, Cheryl Collins. Splinter Soldier and the Dwarf Matches was based on a fable known as The Blue Light. We kept the soldier and the girl, turned a witch into an old woman, and totally fabricated a winning game of bingo. In spirit, this distortion really isn't too far from the original telling, except in places where dwarves watch the evening news and old soldiers wish for snack cakes. But even then, it's more believable than reality television. This production is for enjoyment purposes only. I'm your narrator, Ryan Haskell. This is an original production by Misfits Audio, 2013. All rights reserved.
I know. I want everybody to forget what they saw. They beep, bop, boom, ba, doop, bop, boom.
That was terrible.
There's got to be a happy medium here somewhere. I mean, come on, it's very extreme.
That happens at night.
Can we get on?
It's much better after that.